you went up to Camp Baldwin, North Toronto, and then you...
I heard that this was new to me. No, it wasn't new to me. I'd forgotten that you went all the way to Vancouver Island.
Oh, yeah, well, that was... we first went up, and I did the basic training in Quebec, and then we went sent to Camp Borden, and we became gunnery instructors, and they finally sent us out to... some of us out to Vancouver Island for officer training. And I went out there and did this officer training and came back to Toronto as a brand new officer. and we spent, about 3 or 4 months training in Camp Borden after we were officers, before we went overseas.
Yeah.
And then we went over on the Queen Elizabeth, that's right, down to New York City and over on the Queen Elizabeth. And then we were knocking around in England for a few months, and then suddenly, mysteriously, they sent us up to Scotland, and we began to notice that we were caught up in some kind of a movement to go somewhere. We didn't know where, but it turned up near Glasgow, Greenock. You know, where all the ships come up the Clyde to dock, well, it was right near there.
Yeah.
It was just a little holding camp. And we were there until they shipped us out. And then when we touched land again, it was in Sicily.
Mm. So to get from Glasgow, did you go around the top of
the ship? Mm. Oh, you go around the north of Ireland and around that way. And
I think it's on the way.
Glasgow, yeah, it's on the west.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah. But you'd have to go north of Ireland. And it was fairly, we didn't notice anything about it, but apparently fairly risky around there, because that's right where the submarine is. Well,
they had a nice foothold in Southern Ireland, didn't they?
So they had bases where they could refuel and things. But I think they were pretty glad to get out of those waters, because they were watched pretty closely around close to England or Ireland. And the places where they were most dangerous was right out in the mid-Atlantic. Even the submarine hunting aircraft couldn't reach easily in those days.
Yeah.
And that's where they had all the chaos took place.
Right. And did you feel sort of safe on the Elizabeth, because it was so fast?
Oh, the Elizabeth, they told us when we went over. I never worried about it, even on this little ship that we went out of Glasgow on. That wasn't with the Elizabeth.
Right.
The first, when we first went over on the Elizabeth, they told us that this ship is so fast, it moves at something like 30 knots. And they said that they figured that the submarine, if they did happen to be in its course, right in its course, exactly there, they could get one torpedo in, but it moves so fast that they never have time to get two torpedoes into it, and one torpedo would never sink it. That's what they said, but of course they had previously said that the Titanic was unsinkable.
Yes,
However, the Queen Elizabeth and the Queen Mary just went running back and forth the whole war. They were shooting across there, loaded with something like 15,000 to 18,000 troops every trip, and they never got, neither one of them got sunk. There was one or two times, apparently, when a German submarine reported that he'd suddenly seen them, and he knew that's what it was. But he never managed to get a torpedo into them. Anyway, we weren't worried about anything. We got there. And then when we went to Sicily, I wasn't worried about anything, about submarines or anything. Maybe I should have been, because when we got into the Mediterranean itself, we went past Gibraltar. And they never told you where you were, of course. And you looked out and you'd see, this is Gibraltar. There it is.
Look, you see it in there.
Well, you could see it was a big naval concentration, and then after we left that, and we're going along, and I remember being out on the deck, and we saw these destroyers, naval destroyers. At one time, the King George V, this big British battleship, went by us, and everybody yelled, "Come on, can you see this?" And we rushed up, and I just got there just at the end to see this enormous thing with this huge deck just going off. I only got the tail end of it, but they said it was quite an impressive sight seeing this thing with these huge decks and guns and everything. Anyway, I was watching with these other guys, and we watched these little destroyers that would go with a hell of a speed, you know, they were very fast, and they were going whoop, 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 you know, these noises, and they were tearing around, and then they were dropping these drums, you know, and I was watching them go out, and then they'd boom, and you'd hear the bang on the ship. Oh, they were dropping depth charges, and what it was a German submarine that they were after. And we were thinking, geez, what is that? Interesting, you know, these guys, aren't they fast?
And they were after you.
Well, the German ones, but the destroyers were trying to protect us. But just ahead of us, a ship had been sunk by the German submarine, and I had a Christmas card. When we were doing this was in July. What the hell was it? It was a Christmas card, I think, that had been sent to me out there. It must have been at a different time, but it had been recaptured sent to me from a girl in Toronto.
And
not Ruthie, it was another girl, a friend of Ruthie, not a girlfriend of mine, but anyway, she'd sent me this Frank Davidson's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, and sent me this Christmas card, and the Germans had sunk the ship that the card was on, and they had taken it back to Germany, and they'd opened it, and they stamped it, the German stamp on it, and then they had returned this mail to Britain, and eventually it got back to me in Canada.
Oh, that card.
And I had that card for a long time. I kept that as
it's
a sort of souvenir.
Life to take great care of mail.
Well, they do this as a sort of a propaganda thing. I don't know what. Anyhow, they did do that. Anyhow, that's what happened. But
that was when you were on your way to
Sicily. Yeah, we were on the way to Sicily. On that, and we got to Sicily and